sways which? We're not lost, said Camille. We just don't know where we are. Isn't that exactly what being lost is? Emerson. We're not lost, said Willa, because I have this compass. She held the round, shiny compass in her palm so that all the well-wishers could see it. How does it work? Said Kendall. See the arrow? Said Willa. It points north and that's our way. Hmm. Aunt Miranda once told me that the playhouse is in the north corner of the garden. It won't take long to get there, I hope not, muttered Emerson, her shoulders and her mouth and even the flowers on her hat looked droopy. Come on, said Willa, follow me. Willa used her trusty compass and led the well-wishers through the trees in the direction the arrow was pointing. So soon they saw the playhouse. Carrot the bunny was waiting for them. Hooray! Cheered Ashlyn and Camille. Carrot looks happy to see us, joked Kendall. At last, sighed Emerson. Willa took granola bars out of her backpack. Ashlyn filled cups with cool, refreshing water from Willa's canteen. Thanks for the snacks, Willa, said the girls. But before anyone did a bite of her granola bar, look, shouted Willa, jumping up our robin. All the girls leapt up. Where is it? Asked Camille. On the playhouse roof, said Willa. Hello, Robin, called Ashlyn. Tweet, sang Emerson. Tweet, echoed all the girls. ting. The robin to answer them with a sweet tweet. They started to sing their friendly song. Sing to us. Sing to us your song so sweet. Song so sweet. Song so screech, cried the robin. Scree, scraw, scree, scraw, scree, scraw. It shrieked at the girls. Then the robin dove at the surprised girls, squawking furiously and flapping its wings at them as if to say, "Go away, go away, go away."
"Help!" yelled the girls, but Robin, "It's us, your friends," cried Camille. "Scree, squaw, scree, squaw, scree, squaw," scolded the robin, sounding more and more angry. Then it flew straight at the girls like an arrow shot from a bow. It flew so close that they could feel its wings stir the air. The robin dove low. The girls gasped. It was headed right toward Carrot's sticky up ears.